Hello, and welcome to the Swift Talk. I'm Kate, the Swiftie.
And I'm your constantly professional, never trying to do anything out of the ordinary, not so Swift Sam.
I already am in a fit of giggles when we just hit record. God help us.
Hit it, because I'm not allowed to hit buttons anymore.
No one said you weren't allowed. Just potentially not now.
The potential is there.
The buttons are there.
Yes.
But the timing.
The impulses are also there.
Oh, wow.
Do you think Taylor Swift has impulse control?
No.
No?
No. I think Travis Kelce has impulse control.
Why do you say that?
Oh, you know, the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's good. Someone's got to be the steady, stable, and someone's got to be fun, like our relationship.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Speaking of our favorite it couple.
Us?
No.
Oh, okay. Travis and Taylor.
Okay. Yeah. We rate just below them, Sam.
Just below in your book.
I think in most people listening to this would say the same.
Well, you know what I think about most people who listen to this. So, okay.
We love them all.
What's up with Travis and Taylor?
You know what TV show Travis brought up on his podcast?
Suits. Bluey. Daniel Tiger. No.
Okay, well, no.
Goosebumps?
We're good guessing. Love is Blind. Do you know what show I happened to be binging when he brought it up?
Love on the Spectrum?
Love is Blind.
Okay.
Which, if Travis is listening to Love is Blind, or is watching Love is Blind, that leads me to believe that Taylor is watching Love is Blind.
Okay.
So, you know, Taylor and I are basically binging the same show. Like, we're like in a group chat at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are both sending back and forth the same Reddit threads.
Yeah.
You were just calling to her response.
Truth is, it was Jill Priziello and myself going back and forth. But I'm like, wait a minute, because he talked about one of the women on there who's a little bit whiny. Her name is Chelsea. She's a little nuts. And, you know, the best reality TV type of way. Mm-hmm. And, like, mocked her, like, did a whole, like, Chelsea whining voice. And then Chelsea came back and, like, responded to it, making fun of herself as well. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, ugh. Taylor and Travis.
Wait, did Chelsea call into his podcast or something?
No.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Heard it and then she...
Yeah. Like, okay. I mean, it went kind of viral because everyone's like, wait, Travis and Taylor are watching Love is Blind, like the rest of us? Which couple were they? Like, I have so many questions.
Right.
And then just like our conversation now, Travis tried to get his brother Jason to watch it and he was like, no, not doing that.
I think if I was a diehard Swift fan, I would be terrified to receive the ire or the disinterest of Taylor as opposed to the praise of Taylor.
Like, yeah.
I feel like it's more prominent, maybe that's just my skewed vision, that you know more about the people that Taylor is not a fan of than you do the people that she is a fan of.
Well, I feel like Taylor generally likes most people.
Right. But if she likes most people, if she's like, I like Sophie Turner, you do research on Sophie Turner. If she's like, I don't like you, everyone
I don't like
knows
Scooter.
Everything about that person immediately. Like that one of them is the textbook that you get for the college course. The other one is just breaking news and it's fully downloaded into your brain.
Like, it doesn't even have to. Like, we just wake up one morning and we're like, Scooter cheats on his wife. Mm-hmm. He was Kanye's manager. Like, born, lives, drives. Mm-hmm. Go get him. Mm-hmm. And it's like, we plug in and we fall asleep. The information gets downloaded. We wake up ready to go. Best army in the world.
Okay. So in KTT News, which is Kate, Travis, and Taylor News.
Oh.
The three of you are all watching Love is Blind.
Well, I think we're all done with it now, which is kind of sad. It was wild.
What else is going on in your hood or their hood or her hood?
Well, so we hadn't really seen them. They were laying low, which good for her. Take a little break.
They're with the princess.
No, she's been found too. We can't make that joke. She's got cancer.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you can't make those jokes anymore.
All right.
Yeah.
I didn't know the bridge fell down. Didn't know there was cancer.
Yeah, Sam did not get his daily pop culture roundup from me this morning.
We'll take this bit out.
No, you're in it.
I'm in it now? This is in it?
Anyway, so Travis and Taylor, we had heard, were spotted in the Caribbean. We didn't really know much about it. Everyone's like, that's great. Let them have some time. She's been on tour. He had football season. She's flying all around. Let him like decompress a little bit. And then Travis was spotted in Cleveland. And then they were spotted out at Nobu, which you only go to Nobu in Malibu if you want people to see you. So okay. She was like, hey guys, we're fine. We're here. And then paparazzi shots came out of them in the Caribbean. And the Swifties are wildly divided over this. Mm-hmm. So some accounts posted them and they're like, look how happy they look. They're having so much fun. And some accounts are like, I'm absolutely not posting paparazzi pictures taken like that with long range cameras. You know, this feels like a whole like privacy violation. And the comment sections are wild. Like some people are like, I can't believe you would help them invade her privacy like that. And other people go, wow, they look so great. And so it's a kind of weird time in Swifty land because some people are like, oh, it's so nice to see him. They look so happy. Like, that's great. Those pictures are so cute. And other people are like, how could you? What are you doing? My thoughts mm-hmm. is that Taylor's publicist, Tree Payne, the angel that she is, mm-hmm. went to the media and was like, hey, look, I will give you access to them for X amount of time on their vacation if you leave them alone and embargo the photos until they are gone. Because we've seen very similar photos of Taylor on a Caribbean vacation in the past. Mm-hmm. And so we'll let you know that they're happy, healthy, get some cute pictures, but like not till they're home. This is the time we don't want you lurking. Mm-hmm. And they showed up. They did their cute beach photos. The photos didn't come out till they were safely back in their real lives. And I was like, you know what? It's great. It gives you something to talk about. Like, she's not on tour. He's not playing football. The album is coming out. It starts to be like, oh, they're resting before the album. I don't think that this is something that Taylor particularly cared that her picture was taken on this beach. Because mm-hmm. if Taylor doesn't want to be seen, she's not going to be seen. She wouldn't go to Nobu the day they came out. Like, she wouldn't be giving you these paparazzi pictures.
Right.
Because she went weeks without us seeing her in LA. So, I don't know. In my mind, Taylor had sanctioned these. These were, you know, done on purpose, yeah, not as a surprise.
It's kind of like controversy, to stir up controversy. Or to make it seem...
I don't think anybody envisions that people were going to be upset about her privacy on this one.
Right.
I think it was kind of one of those like, oh, okay. I don't think this was Taylor trying to like cause chaos. I think she was just like, people have been asking where I am. Go for it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's an interesting time. It's like weird to see the Swifties so protective
and so
like confused mm-hmm. at the same time, like, because a lot of us are like, wait, what, why are we mad about, like, I get, like, there's a great account I follow, Taylor Swift Styled, and every time she steps out, it's like her bag is this, her shoes are that, her, like, it breaks down her outfits, because I'm always like, oh, that's a cute bag, like, where's that from? And she's actually writing a coffee table book, which you can go pre-order, which I have done, and I think it's going to follow Taylor's style through the eras, which I just think is a fun, like, casual decor Taylor thing. Like, you can have it on your coffee table, but it's not screaming Taylor. So it works for my aesthetic.
Cognito Taylor.
Yeah, it's like Light Swift.
Light Swift.
Yeah. I mean, I still haven't even hung up my posters from the concert yet.
Oh, no.
Got to frame them. I don't know where to put them. Anyway, so she doesn't post those kind of paparazzi pics. She'll post them. She posts like actual like event pictures, and then she just does drawings of, which that's her choice. And like, she does a really great job breaking these things down. Mm-hmm. And then another account, Swifty to Eternity, who's a great fan account. And I get some information for the podcast on it, posts every picture of any Taylor sighting at any point. And she's so sweet. She calls herself a fanfluencer. So she's not an influencer, but she's a fanfluencer. Mm-hmm. So, like, because her content's all Taylor Swift stuff. So she's, and she's cute. She's like 24, 25. Mm-hmm. And so it's interesting to see, like, just the way the two people who discuss Taylor on socials fall into this argument without really falling into it. Like, mm-hmm. Taylor Swift Style doesn't comment on it, but Swifties for Eternity was like, don't get mad at me. Like, these are out there. So that's the big debate in Swiftie land.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I'm curious. I'm going to throw up a poll when this hits. You tell us what you think. To our listeners. I'm so fascinated to see where people fall on this.
Do you think Taylor should be in Malibu?
Or do we think at Nobu? Nobu, Malibu?
Nobu.
I mean, if she wants to eat fancy sushi on the beach, go for it. There is a picture where it looks like she's yelling at Travis.
Probably is. You're my favorite person. She's probably just like, I ever love you.
I was like, I feel like she's like, can you believe Chelsea and Jimmy from Love is Blind are talking? And what is wrong with them? Like, I feel like it's that kind of conversation. Like, if you catch our conversation at the wrong time, it would look like I was yelling at you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Just laughed. I was like, oh, Taylor's probably like, oh, God.
If you ever hear Kate yelling at me, it's usually support. She's usually yelling words of affirmation and support.
100%.
Your hair looks amazing and you're so well put together today. She's yelled at me. Never.
I like your sweatshirt today.
A little orange.
Yeah. You're festive.
Yeah.
A little orange and green. An update on the news. Remember a couple, well, when Taylor was in Australia, mm-hmm. Papa Swift punched a photographer.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about this.
Papa Swift will not be charged. Gotta love the Australians.
Mm-hmm. There we go. There we go. There it is.
Papa Swift. Yeah, that just came out this morning. So breaking news there.
Mm-hmm.
And then.
Did the judge drop the charges or was the guy who just never stood up and said, yep, I'm.
I didn't even have a chance to get into it. It just popped up on my radar and then you were at my house. Mm-hmm. So I had to.
I'm sorry.
Scoot.
I should have waited longer.
I know. You were on time today, and I was not prepared for it. And then lastly, there's this really fun video going around, the TikToks,
mm-hmm.
of a women's professional hockey league game in Detroit.
Okay.
There was like 5 minutes left to play, and there was a break in the action, and so they started playing You Belong With Me mm-hmm. by Taylor Swift, and the whole arena starts singing along. And then the puck drops, and they start playing again. And the arena is still singing without the music, You Belong With Me. And it went on for a solid, like, minute and a half, 2 minutes. And it was just, like, the cutest thing.
At what point do you think that Taylor Swift becomes the new arena song or, like, arena artist as, like, you would, like, Sweet Caroline? Like, we're Sweet Caroline in Boston especially. Like, when does Taylor become the song that she's the seventh in stretch? She is the she becomes beyond just the artist, the tradition, the cultural tradition.
I don't know.
And what song is it? And why is it Shake It Off?
I probably would be Shake It Off, much to my dismay. I don't know. I don't have an answer for that. That's a great question.
How many years do you think it's going to take? 5, 10, maybe 7?
Huh? 7 is, you know, 7 plus 6.
7 plus 6 is a number that I can't count to because I refuse to do math on this program.
13. Yeah. You know, I don't have an answer for that. I'm sure one of our listeners does. I can't wait to hear. Respond. Let us know.
Yeah.
We'll bring it up next week.
Yeah, let us know.
Let us know. I'll put it up in the Instagram too. I got to make notes about what I say I'm going to put on the Instagram.
I have to make notes about pop culture references that I've overlooked severely.
Yeah, that was a big one. That came out Friday.
I was busy.
I know. You had a busy week. All right. I said that I would put up a poll about pictures and stadium song. Okay. You ready to get into it?
Yeah, let's get into it.
We got a song.
We're going Folklorian?
Yeah, we're in Folklore, track 7, song named 7.
Mm. And everyone's a big fan of the 7s from Taylor, or is it the 5s?
5. Track 5 is the one that,
mm-hmm. It's the gut punch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a TikTok this morning and they were like, Taylor Swift created her own ticketing agency. This is not true. Like, fake news has not started. And, you know, it stabilizes prices, keeps scalpers out, all of this stuff. And you have to answer all of these questions to get into pre-approved to be part of this. And one of them was like, please register a tier from a Track 5 song. And I was like, oh. Yes, please. It was like, you know, what's Taylor's last name? Allison Winnell. you know, those or middle name, not last name. Wow.
What is Taylor's last name? Allison Wynell?
Allison 1L. You know, not 2L. Mm-hmm. Anyway, yeah. My caffeine didn't kick in.
It's all good. I'm still waiting for mine to kick
in. I changed it up today. All right. So we're going to hit pause. You hit pause. And we're going to listen to 7 off Folklore. We'll be right back. Well, Sam.
Kate, I'm going to put a very specific image in your brain.
Okay.
Have you ever been to a place doing karaoke?
Yes.
And someone is like, I'm going to sing a song, and that song is by the Traveling Wilburys.
No.
Or like, I'm going to do a song, and it's distinct. It's one person doing all 4 ladies doing Sweet Lady Marmalade.
Yes. Maybe I've experienced that. Sure. Yep. Probably. Nothing sticks out.
This song is like, one, it starts like a very soft freight train. Not polite, but soft. It just immediately jumps in with piano and lyrics at the same time. Uh-huh. And then it fades out at the end. But like, there's 4 very different cadences to the song as far as singing over that melody.
Well, because the tides are changing.
Because the tides are changing. Mm-hmm. Because the tides are changing?
Well, I mean, like, you know, the tides are changing, but like the...
Because the tides, they are changing. Why are the tides changing?
Because it's like, you know, picture us in the trees, and it's so like, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We're young and we're innocent, and like, you know, it's, you think back all those like distinctly summer things, and then like, I think your house is haunted and you're starting to like come out of that innocence a little bit. You're starting to notice that something isn't right. And then, you know, I used to scream before I lost civility. I used to scream ferociously. Like, it just goes into like growing up. It's like you start to lose your childhood innocence. You start up climbing trees too high to jump from, but like, there's something magical about being up above it and looking down, seeing the world from a different perspective for like the first time. And then you're getting into it and you're like, oh, wait a minute. Like, when you're on Earth and you're looking around, things aren't picturesque and perfect. You're looking around and it's not just all sweet tea and I'll love you forever. Your house might be haunted. Your dad is mad. Like, let's run away. We can be pirates. Or pack your dolls in a sweater. We can live in India forever. Like, maybe we need to escape something. Maybe the world isn't as idealistic and spectacular as I thought it was when I was little. Like, wait a minute. You can't just like have a temper tantrum in the grocery store. Like, you have to get control of yourself. Like, there are consequences. There are things that aren't pleasant. Your life, your world is kind of shifting from that wide-eyed childhood wonderment to a little bit more of, oh, the world is kind of scary. Mm-hmm. And so these far-off places that we read about in books must be like, pirates have a great time. Look at, you know, Peter Pan. And then India's so like cool and different. You have the Taj Mahal, and it could be like an adventure instead of being here with your haunted house and your mad dad.
So why the tides?
Well, no, it's not like I just said it because
okay.
It was just, you know, things are changing. It was like an easy metaphor there. I don't know. Okay. I don't know.
No, easy metaphor, Carl.
It was an easy metaphor.
Okay.
East.
Listen.
East.
You know how I love me some folk.
Oh my God. Yeah, I know how you are, black and white.
East. I'm wearing orange. Okay.
Okay. Eesh. I got the white on today. All right, what you got for me?
So I think that I think that that's a very interesting perspective. I think that, for me, sonically, it sounded like it's 4 distinct harmonies for 4 different people. And if the four cadences, let's call them, if it's just the same person, but different ways of, childhood eyes.
Yeah.
Adult eyes looking back at your childhood.
Uh-huh.
Adult eyes trying to see the world through your childhood eyes.
Childhood eyes, adult eyes, looking back at your childhood, mm-hmm. coming the first stages of like real seeing the adult world,
mm-hmm.
seeing the adult world.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I think that that's interesting. I think that it's like it's why it's like it could have been 4 people singing this one song,
maybe.
kind of like, okay, you know
what? See, I don't see that. So I'm
okay.
Sell me.
Cat Stevens.
Mm-hmm. Cat's
father and son.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
It's Cat singing the whole time.
Yeah.
But just that change in inflection and volume and pitch. He goes from low and melodic, you know, take your time, hurry up. Uh-huh. And then it's, how can I try? He explodes with it.
Mm-hmm.
And the instrumentation doesn't change so much as the singer changes how they're singing.
Uh-huh.
The song in this slightly builds and just filling in the instruments. So you get piano to guitar to a little bit of pitter-patter on the drums.
Uh-huh.
But it's her vocally that's changing the progress mm-hmm. of the song.
And I think part of it too is her growing up. So like it starts off very kind of tentative
mm-hmm.
and very soft. And she's like learning, like mm-hmm. the voice gets stronger as the song goes on.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, maybe it's kind of, it's four stages of life.
Mm-hmm.
It's her kind of going through it. She was talking, her Disney Plus documentary on the creation of folklore.
Oh.
You never even saw it. You can't boo something you've never seen.
It's my dad's house. It's haunted. It's the ghost in the house.
Oh, my God.
It's the ghost of the house.
This is where we're going to get into it. This is where we're not like, this is going to.
The ghost of the house. Please continue. Her Disney Plus, maybe I'm booing Disney Plus is really what it is. Her Disney Plus documentary.
Disney Plus and Taylor are doing just fine. She is the most streamed movie of all time because of that Eras Tour. Thank you. 4.6 million streams in the first 3 days of the Eras Tour movie. So watch who you boo here, buddy.
It's the ghosts. There's a ghost in this
house.
You've
never even seen it. Yeah, you're a ghost.
I am.
Jeez, I'm haunted by your bad reactions.
There's
anyway,
a ghost in this house. Please continue.
All right, Cardi B.
Disney Plus folklore documentary. The Making of Folklore. I did see that actually. When she's in the cabin on the pond. I've watched that.
How could you boo it?
Because I'm the ghost in the house. I'm booing Disney Plus. I've watched that. I watched all of that, by the way.
I thought the Miss Americana thing.
I watched half of Miss Americana.
I watched
all of that.
The full thing of Miss Americana. You might be a little less this.
You would think that.
So anyway, she's talking about it with her collaborators, mm-hmm. our boy Jack
mm-hmm.
and Aaron Dessner. And she's like, you know, the line, before I learned civility, she's like, I'll be at the grocery store watching a kid throw a temper tantrum.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, and you know, you're like, oh, they're going through it. And at what point do you kind of realize that that kind of behavior is not acceptable in polite society and you need to learn some civility? And she's like, you can't just throw yourself on the ground and be like, you're out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so like she put this song in there and I think it's a really interesting like kind of bow on the story because you're climbing trees and running around and daydreaming about being pirates and moving to India. And then you're like, you know, before I learned civility, before I like grew up. And it's this very interesting take on saying before I grew up. It's before I learned how to be proper. It's before I learned how to figure out the world around me. And I think that this is a really interesting way of her coming from and we know Taylor came from a fairly idyllic childhood. Like, you know, she grew up on a Christmas tree farm in a nuclear family and life was pretty good. And she had the means to follow her dreams. Like, Taylor's childhood is not everyone's childhood.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's got a friend who's got like kind of a rough go of it.
Yeah.
And you know, it's kind of realizing that there's an unhappy side too. Like this happy family, there's the other side of that coin. There's abuse. There's somebody who's not great to their family. There's mental abuse. There's physical abuse. There's yelling. There's fear
mm-hmm.
and not everybody gets to go home to the warm hug of Andrea Swift.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are hiding in closets because they don't want to make the wrong step or make somebody mad. And it's really an interesting way of her talking about her innocence shifting and going from thinking everything is just
Whoa.
Christmas tree farms and baked cookies to, you know, in a child's way, like there must be ghosts. There must be something scary. It can't be your father.
The picture that you're painting for me, it's making it seem like she's holding the snow globe. And inside the snow globe is the place that she fondly remembers.
Mm-hmm.
And you can shake it up and remember. And then suddenly you realize that maybe that what you thought was the ghost was something more. Because mm-hmm. you're an adult now and you can realize those things. But you can't get through that glass of the snow globe. You can't go back in time. You can't change things. It's like that haunting of being like, oh, now I know what. Now I know what really happened.
Yeah.
And how that affects you as the adult. It scares away some of that childhood wonder.
Yeah.
And so you're shaking it up more to be like, no, give me back my childhood. Give me back my childhood.
Put me back in the trees.
It's that innocence lost.
Yeah. And you go from the trees to the weeds mm-hmm. and throughout the song. Like, you know, you're up high above and now you're in it.
Right. Well, I mean, well, think about this, though. A kid in the trees. Mm-hmm. The trees are giant. And my record was being 7 feet off the ground. I felt top of the world.
A salmon a foot?
Now you're a kid in the weeds. You're the biggest thing. You're the monster. Yeah. Nothing's bigger than you. And you get to hide and then jump up.
Well, but you're also in it. Like being in the weeds. Like you're in it. You're like, it's not as pretty. It's not as happy. It's not as idyllic.
But when you're a kid, you're happy there.
I don't know. I don't think you're an adult. In this song, she's like, she goes from being up in the trees mm-hmm. and it's sunny and sweet tea.
Yeah, but she could scream ferociously whenever she wanted to.
Yeah, but I don't think so. I get where you're coming from,
okay.
I think it's supposed to be.
You go
from up on high to down with the mortals, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and you become one of them. And it's just like, so this was the second song written for Folklore. Mm-hmm. And so the first one was Cardigan, which is the beginning of our trilogy, which we love. And then this one, and Aaron Dessner, our Nationals guy, like our sad dad rock guy, loves this song. Mm-hmm. And he goes, I think this is like a defining moment of the album. It's like the pop song of the album.
Interesting.
And I was like, kind of think that's Betty, but okay. Interesting, Aaron. Like, but it's always interesting to kind of get to peel the curtain back and see what the people who so intimately were involved in this mm-hmm. were thinking, and like where, you know, this is kind of like haunting. Mm-hmm. The songs before it are like hazy, mm-hmm. mystical. Like mm-hmm. this is very like the fog rolling in.
Yes, this is okay. The other ones have like a twilight, like the sun has either just gone down or is about to come up.
Yeah, like mirror ball.
You can hear the crack of the campfire. Mm-hmm. Sure. This one is that, where is the light?
This one, in my mind, you're like on the beach. Mm-hmm. And like it's starting to get like the clouds are rolling in, the fog is coming and you can't see it anymore. And like it just kind of envelops you, like you're here. Mm-hmm. You will stay here in the gray.
It's so interesting that this is considered the pop song of those songs. I get it. I get it.
It's very like nostalgic and wistful. And, you know, you kind of, I think you leave the song being like, oh, okay.
I mean, there's no strong chorus to it. There's no.
Well, the sweet tea in the summer across my heart. I feel like that's very, like, earwormy. Like it gets stuck in my head. It's been in my head for the last 2 days.
And it gets a little abbreviated at the end because mm-hmm. it's done twice. It gets mm-hmm. a little abbreviated at the end. It kind of, like, it's poppy without fitting to the same formula.
It's poppy for Folklore?
Mm-hmm.
It's a sleeper song. I really like this song. I've always really kind of enjoyed it. I've used it as an Instagram caption. It's a big Taylor tattoo song.
Hmm. I can see that.
Love you to the moon and Saturn. So people like our girls, Shelby and Taylor, have one's got a moon and one's got a Saturn tattoo. And it's kind of another girl got a moon and a Saturn. Jeez, you know, we are campy and cheesy. Let us have this.
Leave us alone, Jason.
I'm not saying anything today.
Jason, why can't you believe in love again?
I'm making Sam get a Saturn tattoo. I'll have the moon.
I want our love to be like folk songs that get passed down through time.
I love that line.
I think it's a great line.
I love that line.
I like that line too. Are you kidding me? I think that the only thing that you really have in life is your story.
And sappy.
The more people pass along your story, that's how you live forever. That's why
I want to live forever, just like you, Taylor.
Just like Oasis, you and I are going to live forever. I dig it.
Okay. Did not see that coming.
It's not my favorite. Definitely not my favorite. I dig it.
Okay. I like the lyricism of this song. I like the music, the musicality. You can go either way on it, but the lyrics of the song, it's a hit for me. Yeah. It's a bop for me.
It's, yeah. It's not a hit for me. I dig it. I like that we have two different ideas behind this song, definitely.
Much like people have of folklores.
Yeah. But, you know.
It's like a choose-your-own-adventure.
I'm going to turn to page 73 and see what happens behind the carnival wheel.
Hold on. I'm not ready to roll.
I'll let you get ready to reel, ready to roll.
I just wasn't sure we were done yet. I mean, there's so much, like.
Oh, is there more you want to talk about?
No, it's
each and every
fine.
Week, we roll the Jillian Petruzziello.
Hi, Jilly.
How are you and your fellow later, dice? Jilly. See you later, Jilly. Jilly is on vacation. She went to Nabu, and she's having sushi.
She's hanging with Taylor and Travis.
Yes. Yeah.
Dare to Dream.
They are talking Love is Blind, Love on the Spectrum.
We don't watch that.
Love
one
is a Battlefield.
Okay, Pat
Love,
Benatar.
Actually.
Just roll your dice, Pat.
Roll the dice. We're going to roll for an album. We're going to roll for a song.
Remember, we can't do Reputation yet.
We cannot, which means that number 7 is out.
Yep.
So bye-bye, 7. Hello. 8.
We're back in Folklore.
8 is Folklore. 9 is Evermore. 10 is Midnights.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 11 is?
Not out yet.
Tortured.
It's agony for us. I'll tell you that. It's agony for us. We're in the folk.
Roll your dice.
How many songs do I get to choose from?
Much like last week, 17.
17. Number 9.
This is me trying.
To be patient with me and do a podcast about Taylor Swift?
Yes. Oh, I love this song. I'm so excited.
This is me trying.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I will try. Next week. This is the first I'm making a promise.
I'm not putting a pinky up until I hear the rest of this.
Next week, I'm going to promise to come at this just like open heart, open eyes. I'm gonna try not to knock any wind out of your sails.
Is that what we try to do every week?
Yeah, but I never promised to do that. I promise to not take the wind out of your sails.
I believe this pinky promise because you didn't try to break my pinky on this one.
Oh God. Give me a good promise.
No. All right. This is me trying to believe you.
This is me trying to remember what we say at the end of our podcast, which is thank you all so much for listening.
Remember when we used to have it written down?
Yeah. We used to do a lot of things.
In the early days when we had an intro and an outro that Jason wrote for us when we read off our piece of paper we lost it.
This is us trying.
I know. We haven't lost a dice yet, though.
We haven't lost a lot of things yet.
We've lost more than we have kept. Anyway. Thanks so much for listening today, guys. I'm Kate the Swifty.
I'm Not So Swift Sam. Make sure that you listen to us, like, subscribe, follow, send it to your friends, tell your enemies.
You gotta tell them 10 friends.
Mm-hmm.
What's this? If you haven't already, like, follow, subscribe, rate, review, send us your messages, chime in on our polls.
Yeah.
I will put it up on Wednesday. We'll do it again midweek.
Yeah.
See how we're feeling about things.
Well, let us know which beach you want to get spotted off the coast of.
Ooh, that's fun.
Yeah.
All right, we'll think about it. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening. We're back next week with another folklore song. This is me trying. I'm Kate the Swifty.
And this is me having a beery off the coast of Lake Erie, Not So Swift Sam. It's a beach I've never been to. I want to try.
Sure. We'll be back next week.